All right, as I said earlier, I've mentioned our next guest coming on, and he's Commissioner of Education for all of New Hampshire Public Schools, Frank Edelblue, Commissioner Edelblue. He's been on recently, of course, a lot. Appreciated over the last year or so, especially as we had so much news affecting our schools, affecting our students and parents with a lot of changing policies, healthcare stuff, curriculum stuff, you name it. And Commissioner Frank Edelblue with an update on education and beyond joins us GMI Studios on a Monday morning. Commissioner, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. I bet you're a Dan Egan fan on skiing.
Yes.
He just left the studios. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, did he? Okay, I didn't get to hear that segment.
No, he was in. He's just a wonderful person. The New Hampshire resident, except when he goes out to Big Sky. Hey, I want to get a general update. Schools, you know, we heard some ambiguity going into the fall. There were different meetings and people weren't sure. And here we are. Thanksgiving is around the corner. Overall, I always like to start with this. How are we doing on in-school learning and healthcare management and all of the above? How are things going overall?
So I would say that we're doing a great job. And in particular, what I would tell you is it was tough starting. We all imagined over the summer that things were going to be clear, that the pandemic was going to be going away. And obviously, as we've moved into the fall, we've seen increases in the number of cases. But our administrators and our teachers are working hard to make sure that all of our children have in-person instruction options. And so it doesn't mean that we haven't seen cases of COVID in some of our, learning environments. But we deal with those in a very targeted way, understanding, who's symptomatic, who's got COVID. We're able to rotate them out, support them when they're at home, and then get them back into the learning environment so we get to continue to move forward. The governor has announced that he thinks that we're going to continue to see increases in the number of COVID cases.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in a position where I think, and we're almost getting into a rhythm of being able to work through that and manage through that. And that's really what we're focused on.
That's a good way to put it, a rhythm, because everyone kind of gets used to it a little bit. Hey, let me go. There's a new webpage or something I was reading about Department of Education that's available for families. What is that?
There is. So there was a law that was passed in HB 2 that basically is focused on discrimination. And we all want to make sure that there is no discrimination in our schools, whether it's towards our students or our teachers. They should not be discriminated against based on their race, their gender, their religion, any of these factors. And so there, through that law, they set up a process with the New Hampshire Human Rights Commission to be able to adjudicate those. And so we, in support of the New Hampshire Human Rights Commission, put out a website where individuals who believe that they have been discriminated against in our educational environment are able to report those. And really, the process is very similar to any other kind of licensure board in the state. If you look across the state at any of the licenses that the New Hampshire state, authorizes, there is some type of report or mechanism to report complaints. I mean, and that could be for lawyers, accountants, doctors, even the State Board of Cosmetology has a website where you can report complaints against your cosmetologist if you believe that you have they violated the rules or they've created some kind of an infraction. And in fact, it's similar, Jack, to the same rules that you deal with at the FCC. For example, if I have a complaint about your particular broadcasting, I can go to the FCC website, and they also have a website that supports the ability to file a complaint. So that's really what we're doing. But the benefit of setting out that process there is really to make sure that we protect the due process rights of our educators and our students, so that in the event something happens, we have a process for resolving those differences, and we don't just cast it out to social media to resolve the problems, because generally that doesn't work well.
Commissioner Frank Edelblue, good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. What about staffing shortages, Commissioner? I've heard a week or so ago parents in Seattle, although I won't get into the Packers-Seattle game on football, but Sleepless in Seattle, great movie, Tom Hanks. Other than that, I don't know why you'd live there, but that's just me. But my point is, teachers decided after Veterans Day, a lot of them called in sick because they didn't feel like going into work, I guess. It wasn't really due to sickness, but a lot of parents were upset. You probably heard the story. But here in New Hampshire, smaller districts, smaller schools, but staffing's an issue across the board. Healthcare workers, law enforcement, manufacturing, every staffing shortage. How are we doing on teachers and staff to run the schools? Do you hear any issues in certain districts?
So we hear issues really across the board, Jack. I mean, just like the other parts of the economy here in New Hampshire that are humming along, what we're finding is in our educational settings, it is tough to find and recruit qualified educators. We are doing all that we can to try and certify and qualify people for those positions. We do have some, relatively arcane types of rules that sometimes make it difficult for qualified people, quite frankly, to get into our classrooms. We've heard from some superintendents who are sometimes frustrated with the rules that are in place that pretty much have grown up over the decades in terms of allowing people who they perceive are qualified to teach. But we're working to try and move through that so that we can get folks who are qualified. And I'm happy to look really even across the country and find qualified people if they want to come to New Hampshire. We've got opportunities available for you in education.
Let me switch gears, Commissioner, before I let you go on this Monday morning. Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education. A lot of folks may not know it. You were a candidate for governor once, and in the primary, which Governor Chris Sununu narrowly won, people may not remember, I do, you almost won that primary, and some people would say you'd be a formidable candidate. A few weeks ago, before Governor Sununu made this announcement last Tuesday that he's not seeking a run for the U.S. Senate, rather a fourth-term run for governor, before that, when I asked you, would you rule out a run for governor this next midterm if Governor Sununu were not seeking a fourth term? And you said you would not rule that out. Now there's been a lot of chatter, as you know, Commissioner Edelblue, in the last 5 or 6 days going into the weekend on who would run into the ranks of running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. Arguably, in this midterm election, nationally, they view the seat as vulnerable for the Democrat incumbent. So I want to ask you, Commissioner Edelblue, are you ruling out a run as a Republican for the United States Senate?
So I'm not ruling that out, Jack. It is something that, I and my family are taking a look at. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in terms of going forward. And quite frankly, I have a lot of work to do here in education in New Hampshire as well. So lots of opportunities to serve the citizens of New Hampshire. And that's really why I'm here. And that's what I hope to continue to do.
Let me ask you, if you put on your hat as a political analyst, which you're not full-time, but I'm sure you'd be rather adept at it, when you look at that Virginia governor's race and all the races in Virginia, the very subject we were just talking about, public schools, parents' involvement, parents' say in their kids' education, some would say one of the the non-wise statement that the Democrat running, former Governor Terry McAuliffe, is when he insinuated or said the parents don't have that much of a say in their kids' education. It really, the Republican governor-elect really took advantage, went into the suburbs, talked to parents, and Republicans typically aren't known for the cornerstone of public education as a political issue. They tend to be a Democrat issue. And he resonated with independent voters, moms and dads and caregivers who said, no, I have a big say in my kids' education, whether it be about curriculum, public health, and parents across the board, and many here in New Hampshire over the last year or two with their school boards, not your department, but their school boards and their districts felt a little bit out of the process. We had several call this show saying they just went to a meeting to be heard and the school board wouldn't even listen to the parent. So this is an issue that could resonate. Do you think potentially if you did run, that could or would be an issue on a U.S. Senate race or not here in the Granite State?
Well, I mean, I think it's an important issue, and I think Terry McAuliffe was wrong that parents should have a primary role in the education of their children. And that's true for Virginia, and it's true for New Hampshire as well. I do think that it's going to be an important part of any election, whether that's a statewide election, a local election, or even a national type of an election. And so it's going to be important that we make sure that the voices of parents are heard. You know, education could not be more important in terms of training the next generation to understand, you know, how a constitutional republic form of government works and the importance for the longevity of this country and the success of our country. And so we need to stay involved and make sure that parents have a voice in that system.
Before I let you go, do you think Senator Hassan has done an effective job, a good job as U.S. Senator or not?
I think similar to some of the comments that Governor Sununu has made, she has been absent in New Hampshire. She has not put the priorities of New Hampshire ahead of priorities of Washington, D.C., and that's never a formula for success.
All right, we'll get you back in soon, Commissioner Edelblue. If you were to make a decision on the Senate, would it be before or after Thanksgiving? It's a question I would ask Governor Sununu weekly on the show. As he quipped one time asking me if I was going to ask him. What would be your timetable, before the end of the year, before Thanksgiving, or somewhere in the middle?
It would definitely be after Thanksgiving is what I can tell you right now.
All right, Commissioner, thanks
for being here. And I am looking forward to Thanksgiving and a happy Thanksgiving, if I don't speak again, to all of your listeners.